In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The truth of my Christian journey is that I'm not a cradle-to-the-grave Anglican. True, I went to a church school. True, I attended church until about the age of 12. But also true that until my mid-20s, God didn't feature much in my life. If I look back, I can still see that God was at work, but at the time it didn't feel like that at all. I clearly didn't recognise that I was in the midst of God. Occasionally when people would say something like, "You're different, you clearly have a strong faith," it was something to dismiss abruptly. So by my mid-20s I was out of touch with the church. But also by my mid-20s, Kerry and I were planning to get married. Now, we all know that you need your banns reading, in our case in Sheffield and Nuneaton. So, Julie, we set out to go to the local church in Nuneaton. To say that this was somewhat of a culture shock is a massive understatement. At first, we thought we'd come to the Catholic Church by accident. In pride of place was a crucifix flanked by a large statue of Mary. Then there was the sounding of bells, and the priest appears from below, ascending on steps that led up behind the altar. And then people started liberally spraying clouds of pungent incense that made us cough. And then throughout the service there was a lot of stand up and sit down in what appeared to be a random sequence. I know now that it was quite random. But I suppose it did keep you fit. As you can imagine, by now we were feeling deeply uncomfortable. And then it came to the peace. Lots of unknown people wanting to embrace us. And to be honest, that was the most scary bit. Just as an aside, before we can continue, let's remember what we're about as Christians. All God wants us to do is love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and love our neighbours as ourselves. If we live that out and stand up or sit down at the wrong time, God really doesn't mind. I'm expecting when I get to heaven, through Jesus' death and resurrection, God will say, "Do you know what all that stand-up, sit-down thing was about? Because I'm equally bemused." Now, before people think of starting a letter with "Dear Bishop," this isn't to criticise High Church. It's just being used as an illustration. But what it is saying is that we need to be less concerned with being 100% accurate liturgically and more concerned with being 100% about love. If you were a stick of rock and it was broken open, what would the message say throughout it? That's why we have communion, because God loves us. In the Gospel reading we hear Jesus stands among the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." In normal times, in many services, it's what we tend to do. In fact, we still do it, but socially distanced now. And to many, it feels strange and awkward. It may feel like that because British people have traditionally been very reserved. And as a whole, embracing others is not what we do, although I suspect many are missing that now. But what's actually happening is we're sharing the Jewish greeting Shalom. The meaning behind this is not just peace, a ceasing of hostilities, but far more about the knitting together of God and humankind. When we share the peace, effectively we're praying for the other person in Christ's name, and it's a profound prayer. Shalom means universal flourishing, wholeness and delight. And looking at growing tensions in the world, It's something that needs to be embraced on all sides. Shalom is a rich state of affairs in which natural needs are satisfied and natural gifts fruitfully employed. A state of affairs that inspires joyful wonder as our Creator and Saviour opens doors and welcomes the creatures in whom he delights. And this is what we're praying for the other person, just as Christ would have it for the first disciples. This is love at a deep level. In the Epistle 1 John it says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We are all children of God. It happens through our baptisms. So when he appears, we shall indeed be like him. And part of being like him is through the peace, the shalom, we pray for one another. We are saved through the risen Christ, through his love, and the love we share with one another. We are witnesses to hope. The hope that the world needs. Shalom to all of us. Amen.